Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so excited for this episode. So I kind of feel like this is going to be a little bit of a pep talk episode, a little bit of a quick episode to just maybe bookmark this, save it to where when you are feeling down, when you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe you can listen to this episode and it's going to help you, because I have this urge on my heart to share with you guys, to tell you, to remind you that who you are is enough. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I find myself feeling overwhelmed and like I'm not doing enough and I don't know what to do and I just feel like everything I'm doing isn't enough, my first instinct is to do more. I feel like I can check mark it off my box. I'm going to think of a task that either I already would have done or I do already that I want to do to give myself that false sense of accomplishment, to feel like I matter. And I want to give you the reminder right now. You matter before you do anything. You're enough before you accomplish something. You do not have to become or do anything in order to matter. And I don't know about you, but growing up, I just got this ingrained in my mind. And the funny thing is, no one said it to me. It's not like I was told in a birthday card, someone writing in there letting me know, by the way, when you do good, you are good. But I just tied it to whenever I found myself doing something that was a high accomplishment, whether it was getting good grades or doing well for cheerleading tryouts or, you know, having two jobs growing up. It was every time I was something I was doing, an action I was taking, it was noticed and it was rewarded. And I subconsciously let that mean that whenever I am doing, then I am good. And I've drugged that into my life, into my marriage, into my business, and I have allowed it to control so much of my life. And I want this to be the reminder that that is not who you are, and you are not what you accomplish. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, you find yourself feeling like who you are isn't enough until you do more, I want to give you the gift that I needed so desperately to tell you that the thing that you need most is not to do, but to rest. And I know it's hard, because in the midst of this season where you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling like you have so many things to get done, you're probably thinking like, Kyra, there is no way I can slow down. There's no way I can rest. My list is too long. But I want to tell you, the reason why you feel like your list is too long is because you're adding things on there that are not actually serving you. That one thing of you have to get done, is it actually going to make you feel better? Because if you're really serious with yourself and you're really honest with yourself, some of the things that you are thinking that you're going to accomplish that make you feel better, that are going to bring that sense of joy and that sense of accomplishment, it probably doesn't last very long. You probably don't get the, I feel so much better. I feel so relieved. I feel valued. I feel like I matter. Those emotions that you're chasing with your to-do list aren't lasting nearly as long as you're putting them on a pedestal. You drive yourself into the ground thinking that when you do more, you are going to feel better. But what you don't realize is every time you tell yourself that story, you're selling yourself short from the joy that you're able to have right now by recognizing and realizing who you are, and what you are matters. and your joy that you're looking for. And sometimes, especially in a business where you feel like once you do more, then you are going to attract more people, but yet you don't realize the energy that you're dragging around like a wet towel is desperate and it is negative and it is hope seeking and it is just feeling like attention giving. And what you need to do is give yourself some credit and allow yourself to slow down so that you can recognize the joy that is actually coming from yourself, and recognizing that your passion and your purpose is going to come from you showing up as the best version of you. And the best version of you is not tired and run down because you've been doing so much on your to-do list. Now, please understand that I'm not telling you that a to-do list is bad, because you still need them to help you stay focused on your goals, to understand what you need to do. But I want you to relieve yourself of the pressure that you are putting on you, that busy is your badge of honor. I want you to rest and relax and allow yourself to accept the things that you are actually wanting to do. Do you actually want to check mark off the 13th thing off your to-do list? Do you actually want to be busy all day long? Do you actually want to be so consumed with creating this act of showing up constantly, this hustle, this I never slow down, I never stop? Do you really want to be consumed with that, or do you want to be able to be captivated by the life that you're actually creating? I needed this reminder for myself that you are not what you accomplish, and your worth is not determined by how much you get done. You are loved and you matter no matter how much you do. And I don't know who needs reminded of that, but I know that I do. I need reminded of that a lot, because it's really hard to break a habit. And once you've grown up to a lifetime of this negativity and this assumption that whenever you do more, you are better, it is something that you're going to have to be reminded of all the time. So give yourself some grace. Understand that this is going to take a while for you to unlearn a lot of the habits that you created whenever it was a coping mechanism for feeling like you weren't enough. I want to remind you that you are enough. You are loved and you are chosen. And any time that you need a reminder of that, I hope that this episode will bring that to you. I hope that you realize and recognize that you are loved by a God who made you uniquely yourself, because he could not wait to love you as you are, not by what you do. If this is something that you are loving, please share it on your social, tag me. I would greatly appreciate it, just so that everybody can be reminded that they matter, that they're enough, and they don't have to do more in order to feel like they do. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.